This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Defense Department said on Sunday the United States military conducted airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria involving Iranian-backed groups, hitting a training location and a weapons facility. It marks the third time in about 2 weeks the U.S. has retaliated against the militants for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says in a statement the strikes targeted sites used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as well as Iran-backed militias. As the humanitarian crisis deepens in Gaza, Israel's leader and a White House official described different views of the future of the territory. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped by the Israeli military action in Gaza, the UN and humanitarian groups are demanding a ceasefire to get them out, something Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejects, as heard on NBC's Meet the Press.
We're faced with the most vicious kind of enemy who not only attacks civilians but commits the other war crime, of deliberately hiding behind their civilians.
The prime minister also says after the war, only Israel can control the security situation for Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week.
No reduction in the territory of Gaza, no forcible displacement of Palestinians, and Gaza should never be allowed to be used as a base for terrorist attacks.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military released video of fighting in the Gaza Strip Sunday, what it said were soldiers operating in recent days. Israeli strikes pounded Gaza City overnight and into Sunday as ground forces battled Hamas militants near the territory's largest hospital. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched in Paris on Sunday to protest against rising anti-Semitism in the wake of Israel's ongoing war against Hamas in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Paris authorities have deployed 3,000 police troops along the route of the protests called by the leaders of the Senate and Parliament's lower house, the National Assembly, amid an alarming increase in anti-Jewish acts in France since the start of Israel's war against Hamas after its October 7th surprise attack on Israel. France has the largest Jewish population in Europe, and anti-Semitic acts today open old scars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's governing coalition has agreed in principle to double the country's military aid for Ukraine next year to 8 billion euros, a political source in Berlin said on Sunday. If approved by Parliament, where Scholz's parties hold a majority, the boost would lift Germany's defense spending to 2.1% of its gross domestic product target, beyond the 2% pledged by all North Atlantic Treaty Organization members, the source added. Lawmakers agreed on the increase in negotiations over the proposed 2024 federal budget ahead of a formal meeting of the Budget Committee of the Bundestag, or lower house of parliament, on Thursday, the source said. Indigenous anti-mining protesters that have paralyzed Panama's key roadways for weeks say they will temporarily suspend blockades for 12 hours Monday as a show of good faith to citizens affected by the demonstrations. The leader of one group says roads will be open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., at least in northern Panama, to allow people to access fuel and food after shortages in many regions caused by the blockades. He says the protests will resume in full force after the 12-hour suspension. Demonstrators are demanding the Panamanian government annul a contract allowing the Canadian mining company First Quantum Minerals to continue operating an open-pit copper mine in a richly biodiverse jungle. The movie The Marvels has a disappointing opening in theaters this weekend, but it's still strong enough to be the number one movie draw. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
She tore a hole in space.
The Marvels opened with $47 million domestically, according to studio estimates. For a film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and a sequel to the 2019 movie Captain Marvel, it was expected to do a lot better. Five Nights at Freddy's was a distant second, bringing in $9 million. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, is third, with Priscilla at number four. Coming in fifth is Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm Archie Zarletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.